Nate, thank you so much for being our guest today.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity, Matt. Glad to be on with you.
First of all, who can apply for FEMA assistance in the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew?
Anyone who lives in 27 counties in North Carolina, which have been declared for what we call individual assistance. So those counties range from Gates County up at the Virginia line down to two or three of those counties on the South Carolina line. If you live in that county and you had any kind of damage, be it relatively minor or on the other end of the spectrum, we need to know who you are and where you are.
What does the assistance consist of and what can it be used for?
What it covers on a case-by-case basis, temporary home repairs, and also there's an element that can provide some temporary housing. The temporary emergency home repairs are designed to make your house safe, secure, and functional. To get you back on your feet, not necessarily to make you whole again to where you were before Hurricane Matthew came along, but to do some drywall repair. If there's holes in the house, if there are plumbing issues, things like that, so that people can get back into those homes just as quickly as they can. People will get a call from a FEMA inspector after they register, and that inspector, he or she, will make an appointment within a matter of days to come out and look at the property.
Now, should North Carolina residents register for FEMA assistance, even if they already have insurance?
Yes, because people may be underinsured. So we say that whether, if you have insurance or don't, go ahead and register. Now, in a case like this, there are going to be people who do not have flood insurance. Flood insurance is a separate program operated by the government. It is not part of your typical homeowner's policy. The insurance, of course, is your best line of defense. But go ahead and register regardless of whether you have any type of insurance.
Now, what about registering if you're receiving help from the American Red Cross or any faith-based organizations?
That's totally separate. Those are wonderful volunteer organizations that FEMA and also the local and state government agencies work very closely with. Some of what they do, Mac, is more along the lines of immediate assistance, food and shelter and maybe some replacement clothing, things like that. We don't go in and say, well, did you get such and such from the Red Cross or the Salvation Army?
Now, what are the ways to register for FEMA? And I understand there are three main ways that you can register for the assistance.
You do it on the phone by calling 1-800-621-3362. You can go online at disasterassistance.gov. There is also a TTY line for those who have a speech disability or a hearing loss. Those people affected by the flood should call 1-800-462-7585.
What kinds of information does the applicant need to give the FEMA officials?
Mac, it's pretty basic information. Of course, the address of the home where the damage occurred. It must be your principal residence. FEMA does not provide any assistance for secondary or vacation homes. Your social security number, the number of people in your family who live in the home, a general idea of the types of damage that you sustained, a word of whether you have insurance, and very important, a means of contact. Some people are going to be living with family or friends, but that inspector that I mentioned needs to be able to reach you as an applicant and make the appointment to come out and look at your damage.
Now, what can you expect after you've applied for FEMA aid?
Well, you'll get the home inspection. That inspector does not decide on any kind of a dollar amount for a grant. He or she fills out a form listing the type of damage, maybe a rough idea of the square footage involved, what in the home needs to be restored to make it safe, secure, and functional. That information is sent up through the system of FEMA, and other people who are well experienced in looking at these cases take the information from the inspector, and they will make a decision, again, on a case-by-case basis on a grant. That's money that does not have to be repaid.
Now, if by chance you are refused FEMA aid, how would you appeal the decision?
The best way to do that is to visit one of our disaster recovery centers, which are now in an expansion mode. We have four of those facilities open so far, along with the state. The state is recommending to FEMA where they would like to have the disaster recovery centers. And there are people there that you can talk to one-on-one, get your questions answered. They can explain how to send in a letter of appeal. They can even help you put that letter together. Can I give the those locations to you, Mac?
Certainly.
Okay, two of them are in Nash County, one at the Continuing Education Building of Nash Community College, and the other one in Nash County, which I understand is just about on the line with Edgecombe County. It's in Rocky Mount at the Imperial Center. There's also one in Wilson, and there is one in Harnett County at the Harnett County Government Complex. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5 and 12 to 5 on Sundays until further notice.
I'd like to thank FEMA Media Relations Specialist Nate Custer for being our guest.
Thanks a lot.
And, of course, if you need more information about how you can get help from FEMA in the aftermath of Hurricane Matthew, be sure and check publicradioeast.org.